Indiana University Opera Theater's season finale is a graceful, fast-moving, funny, and thoughtful production of Giuseppe Verdi's final opera, Falstaff. Shakespeare's Fat Jack sings. It's been a year of exciting and rewarding productions. The Musical Arts Center's stage has been peopled with lecherous dons, merry widows, put-upon stepchildren, lascivious kings, and monotheistic pharaohs. Now that's quite a varied cast, but they all share a relatively narrow age range. Frankly, it's a delight, with Falstaff, to finally have a hero who can draw Social Security. Now, as heroes go, Falstaff has his faults. He's a lecherous braggart, a boaster, a liar, a cheat, a coward, and a bit on the heavy side. But it's Falstaff who animates, who enlivens, who brings spice and spirit to his world. Saturday night's Falstaff, Ray Fellman, brought it all in fine style. The athletically comic Max Zender and the bluff Jeremy Gusson were his minions, Bardolph and Pistol. Betty Allison and Margaret Potter were accomplished singer-actors as the ladies he sought to seduce, Alice Ford and Meg Page. Ford was a bit the more flattered and Page a bit more amused by the night's attentions. Eileen Jennings was Dame Quickly, the trio's able assistant, as they plotted to upend Falstaff's schemes. Bradford Thompson and Scott Hegsett were the stylish senior males as Falstaff's dupe, Dr. Caius, and the man he hoped to cockle, Master Ford. Derek Stark and Sienna Forrest were the affecting young lovers, Fenton and Nanetta. Staging by guest Robin Guarino flowed nicely with good attention to characterization, the visual gags, and neatly arranged mini-tableau. The finale did get a bit crowded. The orchestra played beautifully with special attention to the low woodwinds that Verdi loved. There was a nice moment when guitarist Benjamin Wiedeking doubled for the onstage Ford's lute. Konstantin Kitsopoulos conducted. Indiana University Opera Theater's final performances of Verdi's Falstaff take place Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.